Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C. James.
Mark. F.N. James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell. Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What I don't understand is why can't we do the draft May 23rd? Or June 23rd.
I'm with you.
Why does it have to be April 20th? Like, why? There's no rookie camps. There's no mini camps. It's not going to be any off-season program. What does it matter?
But you're convinced it's going to happen.
No, the draft is going to be April 23rd.
No question about it.
But again, what is the condition of our country when they're saying that the worst 2-3 weeks are ahead and the apex of this pandemic is ahead and we're burying bodies like this? On a daily basis, again, that's what happens if it affects somebody who's in the draft? What happens if it affects somebody in the league office? What happens if it affects somebody who's broadcasting the draft? What if people around them are sick?
All possible.
When so many people are.
I never knew Adam Schefter was the public defender here. I mean, you know, listen. You could say what you want, what you will about Roger Goodell, and there's certainly enough to say that you can write books upon books upon books. I'm not going to deny that whatsoever. But I got to give the guy credit in the sense that he's done a lot of good things this year and over the course of the last 2 months. Number one, he decided to add an extra team to the playoffs. This season, only one team from now will get the bye. Okay, so you're going to have three wild card games on Saturday, three wild card games on Sunday. What's wrong with that? Then, during the onset of this coronavirus crisis that we've been in, which really started to take shape around March 11th and 12th, the following week was going to be free agency. And a lot of people thought that... maybe we should move it back. Maybe it's just something that it's not a good look right now. Roger Goodell's like, no, we're going to do it. And you know what? It was the right decision. Then he decides that he wants to hold the draft on April 23rd through the 25th. And of all people, Adam Schefter giving him brushback. I got to give Adam Schefter credit because I didn't think he had it in him. I thought Adam Schefter was too much of a company man to ever fight the Shield, to fight the league. But there are a lot of issues going on in the world right now. And I, for one, didn't quite personally think that Vince McMahon should have WrestleMania this Sunday. He decided to do it. And I think I'll be proven right on that. But here's my thing. When Adam Schefter comes out and says something to the extent of like, hey, what's going to change on May 23rd? Nothing. So why not just go ahead and keep as is? Nothing will change in a month. So why not just go ahead and do the draft? If you don't know who you want, if you don't know, you know, the type of guy, granted, you can't have face-to-face meetings with your prospects. Oh, well, that just means your scouting department's going to have to do their job. Unlike the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick have done the last 3 years. My name is Mark James. It's Mark with a C. James. Here with you till midnight. We are live. This is not a Red Sox replay or Red Sox classic. So we'll be here. And there's a lot of things I want to get to. But one thing in particular just sort of really caught my eye today, or my ear as well, was Rex Ryan on Get Up. And he was asked about the Dallas Cowboys giving Amari Cooper a 5-year, $100 million contract, $40 million of that guaranteed. And I don't know if, Rexy was in some sort of a mood, but let's just say he didn't pull any punches.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy.
Now, Bridget, you tell me that there was an apology afterwards? Did he just sort of give an apology afterwards? Because I haven't heard that yet. I can't. You can talk on the air. Go ahead. Yes, I'd like to hear the apology.
Earlier today on Get Up, you had some comments surrounding Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper. I know you'd like to clarify those. So the floor is yours, Coach.
Oh, yeah. First off, I mean, I can't believe I said that, used that word. Obviously, it was a poor choice by me to say what I said about Amari. And anybody knows me. Quite honestly, I think the world of every player and have a great deal of respect for every single player in the National Football League, including Amari Cooper. Now, with that being said, I think the Cowboys overspent for Amari Cooper. And the reason for it is I don't doubt that this is an elite player. He has those traits. But an elite receiver to me shows up on the road. He shows up against great corners, and he shows up in crunch time. And those are three things that Amari Cooper has not done so far in his career. In fact, I think he's won one playoff game as a player. And all those things are how I feel about this young man as a receiver. But what I added at the end of that, you know, I want to apologize to Amari again and hope he accepts my apology.
All right, Bridget, can we just play the part? You can just clip it off before you have it. I wouldn't pay this turd. Just that part right there. When you get a chance, let me know that you got that. Just that part. Boy, did he do a 180 backtrack, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot different when you're an NFL coach and then you're a broadcaster. And, you know, certain things you can get away with. Like, here, people have called Kyrie Irving. I've called Kyrie Irving things that have been even worse. But it's one thing when you're doing it on local radio, and it's another thing when you're doing it on national TV.
I wouldn't have paid this turd.
He sounded pretty definitive. I'm going to go with the original Rex Ryan there. I'm going to go with that guy. I'm going to, not the apology guy. Well, I have respect for everybody in the NFL, including... No, not Amari Cooper, you don't. Not Amari Cooper, you don't there, Pally. So there was that today, which, you know what? I know, like, you know, it's not something that is big news, but then again, it is, and it's kind of like we need stuff like this. We really do. I you know what I mean? I mean, you know, there's just so much, like, right now, this is where you're going to see, you know, things happen that you, like, we're right now, and this is where the contenders are separate from the pretenders. And the contenders meaning, like, the people who know how to do a talk show, who know how to create content, who, you know, because we can't, I saw a sports talk show this week in Boston on March 30th. So whatever day that was this week, let's see. So today was the 3rd, 2nd, 1st. So it was on Monday. They were doing a top 10 list of the NFL power rankings on March 30th with the draft coming up and still the, you know, remainder of free agents out there. Like it's a little early to be doing power rankings on March 30th of the top teams in the NFL. But I get it. It's now when you don't have games, you have to create content. Now, I mentioned this last night, and I'm going to mention it again tonight because I mentioned it more towards the tail end of the show or the second half of the show. You might not have heard it. And I'm standing by this. I'm not just trying to, you know, throw something up against the wall and hope that it sticks, but I've thought about this long and hard, and I think it's time this week that Robert Kraft really is the biggest hero in this country this week, if not all of New England, by paying the money to bring over 1.2 million N95 masks from China and donating them to Massachusetts hospitals. I thought, you know, obviously that's worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize. So kudos to Robert Kraft on doing that. So that's awesome. That's great. But the New England Patriots right now are at a crossroads. And they are at a crossroads that they can go zig, which is keep this thing afloat, try to make the playoffs and keep it going, or they can zag, rebuild, or as I say, rebill, B-I-L-L, under Belichick. And one of the ways I want to rebuild for the New England Patriots is I think you need to sort of move on from the most recent era completely. And one of my things that I want to do is I'm a little perturbed about is a guy who's been part of three Super Bowl teams here in New England, come up clutch, one of the most clutch wide receivers, actually the second most clutch wide receiver statistically in NFL playoff history. But I think there's a time and there's a place for everyone and everything. And for the New England Patriots, for me, it's time now that they move on from Julian Edelman. I mean, Julian Edelman, it's fine. He's done his time. He's been great. He's done everything he could. But I have to tell you, I'm really sick and tired of his act. And what I mean by his act is the guy who's just always starved for attention, posting videos on Instagram and Twitter, liking a tweet from Deion Sanders saying that the Patriots should trade Julian Edelman to Tampa to reunite with Tom Brady. Hey, if you want to go to Tampa, I don't blame you. But to like it on Twitter, it's a bad look. That means you don't want to be here anymore. And if you don't want to be here anymore, fine. Now, I don't think that Bill can get more than a 6th-round pick for Julian Edelman. Maybe a 5th-rounder? Maybe. If a team's desperate and one of their star receivers goes down, maybe they can get a 5th-round pick for a 34-year-old wide receiver. I'm tired of it. I don't want to see the act anymore. I just think that, you know, Julian Edelman's done everything he could. He's maximized his talent. He was a quarterback taken in the 6th or 7th round out of Kent State in 2009, and he became a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver. And some that a lot of people talk about a borderline Hall of Fame receiver. I don't go there because I think you have to put Wes Welker and Julian Edelman in a blender. And if you take Wes Welker's regular season stats with Julian Edelman's playoff numbers, then you have a Hall of Famer. I'm not letting Edelman in the Hall of Fame as is, but I'm sick and tired of his act. I'm sick and tired of just the everything that he does, even with the Please Stay Tom t-shirts and all that. It's like they say in the wrestling business, there's a thing about being a mark for yourself where you're a mark for your own character and gimmick. Well, that's what Julian Edelman is. And I think this franchise needs to move on in a different direction. And I think that direction is now without Julian Edelman. I don't think Julian Edelman wants to be here anymore. I think he wants to be gone. Well, let's just go ahead and acquiesce. That not-so-subtle request with his like on Twitter from Deion Sanders' tweet. Let's go ahead and let him do that. Don't you think? Aren't you? I mean, there's a part of me that I told you guys this years ago. I mean, back in like 2015 years ago, I was done with Pedroia prior to everybody getting sick of his act. And now you're sitting there and you're paying guaranteed money to a guy who's a complete depressed asset in nothing but damaged goods, but you owe him guaranteed money. The difference is with Julian Edelman, you won't get much of a dead cap money in terms of like if you find it, if you're able to find a trade partner, then you don't have to find any dead cap money. I think it's time for the New England Patriots to finally move on. And that's just something that I've noticed recently. And Julian, like, I mean, credit to him. He's maximized his talent. I'm over him. I'm done with him. I'm sick of him. The same way I got sick of Dustin Pedroia about 5 or 6 years ago. I felt as though, like, I knew ever since he won the MVP in 2008, it was going to be all downhill from there. And it was for Pedroia. It really was. Yeah, he was pretty good. He was decent afterwards. But then he got hurt. And then he was never the same. And then there was the thing in Baltimore where he's talking to Manny Machado yelling, "It's not me, it's them." It's like, I mean, be a teammate or get the hell out of here. And unfortunately, he's the bane of the Red Sox existence right now, that he just won't go away. He's the house guest who won't leave. So for me, if you're going to rebuild this thing with Stidham or whoever the next quarterback's going to be, and I believe that the Patriots are in the market for a quarterback. Now, I'm thinking they're going to go in the draft, but now I'm wondering that if you really want to keep this thing afloat and you want to keep it going, would you not take a flyer on a guy who had over 30 touchdowns this year, 5,000 yards, but he also had 30 interceptions in Jameis Winston? Or would you take a guy like Cam Newton for nothing, a bargain basement price on Cam Newton, bring him in here to keep this thing going? If you go with Jarrett Stidham, you're looking at a 6-10, 7-9 season, maybe 8-8, which will not be good enough to make the playoffs, even with an extra team in each conference. So for the Patriots, it's time for Edelman to go. I don't want him here anymore. I'm tired of his act. I'm over it. I hate the biggest thing that I can't stand in my life are liars, fake people, and people who are always starved for attention. If you are someone who constantly, even as a professional athlete, that you constantly need to go to social media because you need the clicks, you need the likes, and you need the retweets, there's something psychologically missing in your head. You have a lot of issues, more issues than Sports Illustrated. Okay? You really do. And I'm talking all time, not recently, because I don't think they print anymore. So I'm throwing that out on the table. It's time for the Patriots to move on from Julian Edelman. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. I want him out of here. I want him gone. It's time to move on. It's time to go in a different direction. thank you, but as Nino Brown once said in New Jack City, your services are no longer needed in the community. Not this community, anyway. Could he be great in Tampa Bay with Brady and Godwin and Evans? I don't think they need him, but in the slot, sure, why not? Why not? Yeah, he would be. But I don't think Bill Belichick's going to set Tom Brady and the Buccaneers up with someone that's going to make that, unless they're willing to give the Patriots a third-round pick for a guy that I don't think you can even be lucky to get a sixth-round pick out of. I'm over it. I'm done with him. It's time to move on, and it's time to see this thing through in a completely different direction. And if you're going to truly start from the bottom up and rebuild, sometimes you got to get rid of the previous regime. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but I've said this too. If you're going to rebuild, let's do it, and let's get rid of Stephon Gilmore and get a second-round pick and maybe a fourth-rounder or a second- or a third-rounder. See what a team's willing to give up for the reigning defensive player of the year. I'd imagine you can get a 2 and a 3 for Gilmore. Sure. I would totally imagine you could do that. But I know when it's time for someone to go. And I can see the expiration date on Julian Edelman. And the expiration date has already passed on March 2020. So your thoughts on that and how this team, and would you be willing to look at someone like Cam Newton or Jameis Winston in terms of what this team will do? Or are you willing to put it all in Stidham? Interesting that Mark with a C doesn't like a narcissist. It's calling the pot, the pot calling the kettle black. No, I'm not a narcissist. You just have that opinion on me. Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, now Gunner. Well, Gunner didn't have that good of a year last year either. So I'm not, you know, I don't know about Gunner. Gunner, you know, after he was the return thing, I don't know what that guy can do. I'm not so sure on Gunner anymore. But I'm willing. You need to stockpile as many picks as possible. You have no second-round pick in this draft. How do you get a second-round pick? Trade Gilmore. Trade James White. Trade Phony Michelle. Start to acquire picks, and that thing is going, gone, and you're not going to see it return anytime soon. Like, Thomas Dimitroff, he was able to completely fleece the Patriots on Mohamed Sanu. So there's that. But don't you think if you're going to rebuild, let's do it all with young players, younger. Let Damian Harris be the starting running back. See what N'Keal Harry can do. He was your first-round pick a year ago. And build with a young, new nucleus and foundation. That's what I'm at. I don't want to do the same old guys because I don't think Julian Edelman wants to be here anymore anyway. You can just read the tea leaves and see the signs. I read those tea leaves and signs on Tom Brady. I knew he doesn't want to be there at all. I mean, I still don't know why Bill Belichick redshirted Damian Harris like he was in college last year. I don't get that, and I never will. He redshirts a lot of his draft picks, which is bizarre, really bizarre. All right, to the phones. 617-779-7937. Rick in Plymouth. Lead us off, Rick.
How you doing, Mark? Mark with a C, as you like to proclaim all the time. All right, you brought up Julian Edelman. For the last 20 years, the Patriots have had to retweak in
By the way, hey, Rick. You're gonna come up with some nice little fancy nickname like See You Next Tuesday this time?
No.
Okay.
Look, I only do that... I didn't even thought of that. It's pretty good, actually.
No, anyway, I thought you were the one who said it.
Listen to me. That's true, but you are the one that gave me the greatest barroom quote I'll ever use in my life, and I give you authors credit every time I say it.
What quote is that?
Big Puppet, David Ortiz.
Oh, okay. All right. No, maybe it was Bill in Plymouth. My bad. It might not have been Rick in Plymouth. So,
I don't think I did the C word. That doesn't
No. It was Bill in Plymouth. You're right. You're right, Rick. No, you're respectful. You're good. You're good. I like you. So never mind. Keep going. My bad. My apologies to you.
Okay. Now get my train of thought back. Okay, give me a second. In the last 20 years,
yeah,
the Patriots with Tom Brady have always needed to retweak, but never rebuild. We are now in a classic rebuilding mode. This is brand new territory for anybody under the age of 22. Actually, you know what? I'll say 25 because they were three back when Tom Brady came in the league.
Sure. Yeah.
So in the last quarter of a century, every millennial has never seen this. I've seen it. I remember it. Okay? I remember Scott Fekeel. I remember Hugh Miller. I'm 60 years old, brother. I remember the dog.
Hey, I remember football. Tommy Hodson and Mark Wilson, too.
I was going to get to a couple of those.
Hey, there's another, anyway, there's another quarterback who's on another station. You can throw him in there as well.
Well, I want to leave Zolak out of this because he goes for another station. But where was I? All right, on the rebuilding mode. Get rid of Edelman. He serves no purpose in keeping him except for a salary cap hit. I would keep Harry. I'd keep Wynn. I'd get rid of Michelle Edelman. Going through the names off the top of my head. I didn't have a chance to write this down. I'm actually in my rig. Michelle and Edelman to start with. I would get rid of probably... I'd keep all the rookies from last draft. And at the moment, I think we are in classic... Throw a stick of dynamite in the locker room and blow it up.
Yeah.
Let's start out with Jared Stidham. Let's see what the kid can do. Let's go back to where we were before Tom... Before Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, seriously. Let's do it. Rick, I'm with you. And be safe there on the roads, okay?
No problem. Anyways, like I said, I enjoy your show every night. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass, but...
Thank you, Rick.
I love what you do.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. You know, here's the thing, too, about Edelman. His boos are gone. All of his boos are gone. His bays are gone. Danny Amendola, gone. Gronk, gone. Brady, gone. He doesn't want to be here anymore. He'll do and say all the right things, but you know as well as I do, he's missing, you know. And here's another thing I don't like about Edelman more than anything, the JE11. Because if I was Julian Edelman and I was going to use some sort of letter and number acronym or just letters, I would do BLD, Brady's Lapdog, or TBB, Tom Brady's Bitch. Because that's pretty much what he is. He's just Tom Brady's bitch, plain and simple. I mean, he's okay with being that. He, you know what? If I was Belichick, I wouldn't even send him to Tampa. I would send him to a team that, like, they're got like Cincinnati, some team that just sucks. That's this like a bottom feeder, or like Chicago, and let him catch passes from Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles. I'm done with Edelman. JE11. You know, it's like, dude, come on. Can you come up with something original? I mean, you really like, I mean, I don't know. I'm done with him. I'm over him. I think it's time for the Patriots to move on. And I'm hoping Belichick trades his ass and gets him out of here. What do you think? 617-779-7937. Miles in Dorchester, Brian in Connecticut, and others will get to your phone calls. Now it's time for trending.
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills said widespread testing would have to be available before the reopening of the league could be considered. Quote, as long as we're still in a place where a single individual tests positive for the virus, that you have to quarantine every single person who was in contact with them in any shape, form, or fashion, then I don't think you can begin to think about reopening a team sport. Wow. NBA proposing to the NBA Players Association that players take a 50% paycheck reduction beginning April 15th. Yes. Yes. The NBA PA has counterproposed a 25% reduction of paychecks starting mid-May. Bad look, man. Bad look. Take the pay cut. Everybody's doing it. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in my hometown of Springfield in the 2020 class. And Brady Week on WEI is brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 epic years in New England. And it could have been 22 if it wasn't for his head coach, Bill Belichick. That's what's trending now. Your phone calls. I want Edelman gone. And what do you do? Do you rebuild? Do you try to keep this thing going? I'll get to all that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
And I've thrown this theory out. New England has so much equity. They didn't re-sign their kicker. They didn't re-sign their two playmaking linebackers. They're going to go with Jared Stidham. They would have won more games potentially with Teddy Bridgewater. Is that they got 12 picks. I'm going to throw it at you, Bill. They're going to get three compensatory picks next year because of Brady, Van Noy, and Jamie Collins. They're going to move, in my belief, 4-5 picks this year to next year. They're going to have 14 picks. They're going to be a 7-9 team. 8th in the league draft, 9th. They're going to go to somebody and say, we're going to give you 9 picks to get the top pick. Because there's a high probability the worst team in the league next year is not going to need a quarterback. It's not tanking. They can still maintain their integrity. Miami this year built a culture losing games. You don't have to win the Super Bowl and win your division to build a culture. I think New England is going to stockpile picks and throw 10 at somebody to get Lawrence or Justin Fields. Rip my theory apart.
Oh, Colin Cowherd sends a bunch of things, doesn't he? He had Tom Brady going to the Cowboys up until like a couple days prior to the start of NFL free agency, and we saw what happened there. But it's some interesting scenario. Bill Simmons was on his show. Here's what Bill Simmons had to say about Julian Edelman. Okay, we don't have that. It's the very next track, right after Colin Cowherd. Okay, all right, we'll go to the phones and speak to Miles in Dorchester. What's up, Miles?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, what's up?
I was calling because I think you can get more for Julian Edelman if he's traded to Tampa, based on him being Brady's binky.
Yes, I know. Exactly. He is Brady's binky, isn't he?
Yeah. So I'm thinking you could at least get a second from him if Brady's going to vouch for him.
A healthy
Edelman.
I don't think you can get a second for Edelman. There's no way. There's no way. I mean, who's to determine that he's going to be healthy? You know what I mean?
If he's healthy, there's no adjustment between him and Brady. So that's going to quicken up the pace of any offense that Brady brings with him to Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't give up a two for they don't need. Here's the thing about like Tampa, Julian Edelman is a luxury item for them. They've got four pass catching.
What do you think about one of the tight ends, Julian, for one of the tight ends?
I don't think they would do that either. I don't think they would do that. I really don't. I don't think they, for O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, no way. No way. I just don't think they would do that. But I could be wrong, but no. I think in Bruce Arians' offense, you're going to want those two tight ends. So
as far as the cornerback, what was his name that you were talking
Gilmore.
About?
Stephon Gilmore. Yeah.
you can definitely get a one from somebody for Gilmore.
You know, I don't know if you get a one, or you might be able to get close to it or two, a two and a four, or two and a three. I think there's, you could get multiple picks for a guy, like maybe a two this year and a two next year for Gilmore. Why not? Hey, listen, yeah. Bill gave up a two for Mohamed Sanu, so I'm sure another team would give up a two and maybe two twos for a the reigning defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I think the talent is unequal. You get way more for Gilmore. Sanu, that was really high for Sanu. A two for Sanu was really high. Yeah, I mean, Gilmore's been shutting people down for the last couple seasons.
Yeah, no, I know, Miles. And he's been awesome. And that's the thing. Like, he has proved to be the best cover corner in the NFL. But you know as well as I do, these, it doesn't last forever when guys who are great cover corners, Richard Sherman, you know, like these guys, Patrick Peterson, they lose a step. They start getting burned, and it's different.
Yeah, and one thing is Bill never gets what we should get from some of our players. Look what he got for Jimmy.
I know. Exactly, Miles. Exactly. But you want to get rid of that omen too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 617-779-7937. Brian in Connecticut's up next. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing, Prophet?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. I think you get rid of Edelman, trade him somewhere like Houston or Minnesota, pick up a third or a fourth round pick for him. Joe Tooney. You could ship him to Dallas and pick up that second-round pick you're looking for. And then Stephon Gilmore, you could ship him to Seattle and pick up two twos or a two and a three. And that right there just loads you up for the draft to rebuild.
Yeah, because what's his name? Just retired from the Cowboys, right? Travis Frederick?
That's right.
So, yeah. I know you franchised Tooney, but he could still be traded. It's a good point.
So, I mean, I figure you at least pick up that second-round pick there for Tooney.
Yep.
And it's good value. And then you've also got David Andrews coming back from injury. He's going to be in a contract year. You could ship him somewhere, pick up a three, maybe a four for him as well.
So you really want to rebuild. You're like, let's just like unload it. I'm okay with it. I'm fine. If you're going to do it, you can't do it half baked. Do it all baked. You know, you can't be semi-pregnant. You either are or you're not. And I'm with you. I'd rather go all the way. If you're going to do this, let's go all the way and do this.
And I even think, I mean, the defensive side, you've got a lot of old guys, but, you know, you might could get some fifth-round value at a Hightower. I mean, you can get maybe a sixth-rounder out of Chung. If you're going to sell out and go all the way, stack up for whatever you can for this draft and next year's draft and just see what it lands you.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots have lost way too many picks on bad drafting selections or giving up a number two for Mohamed Sanu. And like, it catches up to him, Brian. It really does.
And I think another thing you look at, too, is, you know, you get through this next season, you know, maybe Bill steps back, says, hey, I'm just going to move up into that front office, take care of things up there, hand the team over to McDaniels, let him use that draft capital to build the team he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's or could be Steve Belichick. I mean, there's some rumors that Bill's going to set this thing up to go to his son. So I don't know how much I'm enamored with that either.
See, I don't think the Crafts are going to let that happen, especially after everything that went down with McDaniels and the Colts. You know, the kind of backdoor deal they've got going with them to take over and everything. I don't think you risk that now. You get your year, this last year out of Belichick, let him step upstairs in the GM role and let McDaniels take this team and build it the way he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it could happen. I mean, would you also trade Edelman?
Absolutely. I mean, you could ship him to Minnesota, pick up a third or fourth round pick. You could send him to Houston. They're going to need somebody after trading Hopkins. So you've got Fuller as a deep threat down there. You get Edelman in the slot. That's not a bad deal for him.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. They do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's do something, man. Let's get something done. I think if you're going to do this, don't be like the Miami Heat. Thanks for the phone call. Don't be like the Heat when LeBron left in 2014. They tried to keep it going, throwing money at Goran Dragic, and then they gave a bunch of money to Hassan Whiteside, and then Dion Waiters, and they could never quite, you know, and they had to, what happened? It didn't work.
They got rid of Deion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside's monstrous contract, and then they got better without him by drafting. Now, they've made the right draft decisions, and they picked up some guys that weren't even drafted. But I think that's right now. Don't let pride, you know, like Marcellus Wallace said in Pulp Fiction, you know, when he was telling Bruce Willis's character Butch to go down, he goes, in the fifth round, you go down. And he goes, I know you're going to have a little sting, and that's going to be pride. He goes, F pride. He goes, that's pride messing with your head. Don't let pride keep this thing going. This team is not going to the Super Bowl this year. They're not going to the AFC Championship game. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to win their division for the first time in, 13 years. None of this is going to happen. So why not just go ahead and start hitting the rebuild button now? Now, Bill Simmons was on with, I believe, Colin Cowherd. And here's what he had to say about Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I'm not against it. Even Edelman, it seems like he might be heading to Detroit.
Yes.
Is that official? So two things have happened here. They've had a couple bad drafts dating back to the Deflategate, losing that first round pick that year. But if you just look at the totality of the drafts from like 15 through last year, not the same. And, you know, they kind of ebb and flow with these little runs that the Pats have, depending on how the drafts were. The second run that they had, where they won the three Super Bowls in 4 years, it was a lot of that had to do with the drafts that they had, the moves they made the years before. Same thing with the first three, 01 and 03 and 04. So.
Okay, so that was Bill Simmons saying Edelman could be packaged in a deal. And when you hear me talking about how bad Belichick has been at drafting for the last 5 years, and you don't believe it, do you believe it more when you hear it from Bill Simmons? Now, do you believe it? I mean, I'm not just the one here, whistling Dixie for no reason. It's a thing. It's a real thing. Now, we'll come back to this. Instead of trading all these picks next year to get the number one overall pick, what about tanking? Could tanking be the answer for the Patriots this upcoming season? We'll get to that next. 617-779-7937.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I think Belichick knows that. I agree with you. I don't think he would ever tank. But if you look at the moves they made this year,
yep.
They have a huge cap hit, like $26 million. They let go a lot of culture people,
yep.
Like Van Noy, Edelman, Brady, huge culture guy. Everybody loved him, awesome teammate. And it does seem like they're going to take their lumps this year. Here's the thing, though. Colin, Belichick is so much smarter than everybody else.
Yes.
All the advantages they have week to week just from intelligence and IQ and the players they pick, I think it would be impossible for them to go like 2-14.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I know a lot of you are looking ahead to next year. Trevor
Lawrence or Justin Fields, and the Patriots will never tank. Bill will never let them. I mean, Belichick can win six games on his own coaching ability with a robot at quarterback. So that's why I think you're going to win about anywhere between 6 to 8 games next year with Jarrett Stidham or whoever. So they're never going to, quote, tank. But, I mean, you've got to decide, like, what do you want to do? You have to decide, are we doing this for 2020 or are we setting this thing up for 2021 and beyond? And just sort of say, hey, we're going to have to sort of take a couple steps backwards this year to take some steps forward next year. That's what you got to do. But he mentioned Edelman there. Can I hear that clip again? He already mentioned that Edelman was gone, which I found that a little peculiar.
I think Belichick knows that. I agree with you. I don't think he would ever tank. But if you look at the moves they made this year,
yep.
They have a huge cap hit, like $26 million. They let go a lot of culture people,
yep.
Like Van Noy, Edelman, Brady.
He said Edelman, right? He said it. He said Edelman.
I think he knows something because in some of the earlier cuts too, he was like, "Is that a done deal to Detroit?" He said that a few times.
Wow. Well, then I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm done. I think there comes to a place in time. Just in general, with people, I don't like people who are constantly starved for attention, and especially when I feel as though that I feel like the Patriots have squeezed most of the juice out of Julian Edelman's orange. They've gotten about all they can out of him. I don't feel as though there's a lot left there to get. I mean, maybe Matt Patricia can in Detroit or Brian Flores in Miami, whatever. But I don't feel like there's just a lot to be able to get that there's left, especially now if you're going to move on in a different direction. One of the things I also want to talk about is, I mentioned this, is today's April 3rd. Think about, you know, where you were a month ago and how great our, well, maybe not great, but how much better our lives were a month ago. And think about now how we live in a state of paranoia in neurosis, and we have to. I mean, it's justified. I'd rather be like obsessively compulsively safe than lackadaisically sorry. And I don't want to go down that. But I look at just this world and that we live in, and it's like, I mean, the best thing we have to look forward to now is, hey, what's going to be on Netflix? Hey, what's coming on Prime? Or what's HBO showing this month? Or Showtime? Or this or that? And it's like, pretty soon you're going to see every documentary that's ever been done. Every one. And there's only so much that you can do until, you know, you're like, I need some content. That's why I don't know about you guys. I'm all for the NFL draft taking place in 3 weeks from now. We need it. I want it. Let's do it. I'm not willing to wait anymore and that is a no-no. That is a definite no-no. I'm not waiting. You know, and Adam Schefter pointing out that, you know, what's going to change between April 23rd and May 23rd? Nothing. So my thing is, well then, why not just go ahead and do it now? Get it over with. Keep the schedule as is. The NFL right now isn't endangered of having the season postponed just yet. They're not there yet. Okay, there might not be OTAs. Who cares? Who cares about OTAs anyway? I mean, you just want to hope there's training camp. And if training camp isn't ready by mid to the end of July, then you cross that bridge when you come to it. But I love what the NFL's done so far. Oh, do I love it. Oh, I absolutely love it. I can't tell you how much I love it. Yeah, I think Bill Simmons was actually fooled by the Patriots militia, from what I've heard, that it was an April Fool's joke. So that's why he put Edelman in there. But it's not a good that we have sound of him saying, oh, they let go of Edelman. Yeah, they They didn't. He got fooled by an April Fool's joke. So, but I still think there's a chance. And I think that Bill needs to move on from him. You know, that era that you just enjoyed, the three Super Bowls, when Tom Brady decided to leave, or, well, the Patriots didn't offer him, so he ultimately had no choice but to leave, it ended the era. Like, there were going to be no more Duck Boat parades in February. There's going to be no more Super Bowl send-offs in the beginning of February. There's going to be no more AFC championship games, probably divisional playoff games, or even wild cards for that matter. This team is not a playoff team in 2020. And I'm utterly amazed when I hear from a lot of people out there that seem to think that this team is going to be on a playoff run. That they really don't know that. Like, who do you have left that is talented on this team at an offensive skilled position besides James White that you can go out there? Better yet, okay, Edelman's talented. I'll give him that. But if Edelman's gone, you tell me right now, could any of the guys, even including Edelman, like, let's throw him out. Just throw him out for a second. Could anybody on the New England Patriots offense, wide receiver or running back or tight end, start on Tom Brady's new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? No. No, they can't. So what does that tell you? That tells you that this team, it's going to be a major step backwards this year. And you're going to turn the clock back to 2000. And it's not going to result in the playoffs for the third time in two decades, which is unfreaking believable. Actually, three decades, because you'll count the 2000s. For the third time in three decades, this team will miss the playoffs. And I get it. I understand that. Understand that this is what you have to do in order to keep this thing going long term. The New England Patriots can't be thinking about this season. They have to be thinking about the big picture. And the big picture is, let's get reps for a quarterback. I think they're going to take one in the draft in 3 weeks, or they're going to sign maybe Jameis Winston, maybe Cam Newton. They're going to do something, because it's not just going to be Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer on this roster. The New England Patriots are in the market for a quarterback, be it in the draft or free agency. But there will be a third guy on this roster, I believe, within the course of the next 3 weeks to a month. All right, so we'll get to your phone calls on that. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Are you prepared for the worst? Are you prepared for this thing just to go under? And you know what sucks even more right now for Boston sports teams? Probably the only team, the closest team on winning a title this year was the Bruins. The Red Sox weren't winning any titles. They don't have any pitching left. The Patriots certainly aren't going to win any titles soon. Yeah, the Celtics were in it. They could have made a little bit of a run. Might have. But the Bruins have the best record in the NHL. And now, as it looks, I don't have a lot of faith that this thing's going to continue and this postseason's going to actually happen. So the Bruins will get, by virtue of a horrific and cheap bylaw in the NHL rulebook, the Stanley Cup, which is really cheap way to do it. All right, 617-779-7937. 1 hour down, one to go. Your calls next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.